Once I had a hankering for the world, and boy, did I love that. I didn't know the Lord. I wasn't saved. I just didn't know. But I had my desires for the things of this world. And the Bible speaks about those things. But when I found Jesus, oh, what a thing. What a thing that changed in my life. One of the verses when I first got saved, I memorized was, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. And what a great verse that is to memorize and to pray. I remember when Brother Kenny was talking about Brother Gordon, one of the things he always told us when we would sing our hymns, he says, listen, they're not just songs, but they're prayers. You should pray those songs. And I never really did that. I used to just sing them. Even when I was in the Catholic Church, they had songs that sing. I didn't even know what I was singing. But I'd just sing it. You know, just my mind was just after the tune. It wasn't after the words. But when I began to really pray the songs, what a change came over. I started to get hungry for God, more hungry and more hungry. And I just want to know, I just want you to know that the things of God are much more better than the things of this world, because the world's going to pass away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God will abide forever. Yeah. And you have a son who's a doctor now. And one of the things we were talking about trying to get him mixed up is, so he's in internship, he's in residency, and he's going to declare fellowship. And I'm like, what do all these things mean? So I'm just asking her, I said, what does the fellowship mean again? It's been finally, when he's in his internship, 3 years later, he can declare really, really wants to do, and he fellowships with that group of people. And I was thinking about fellowshipping with Jesus. You know, we want to fellowship with him. Being with God is the best thing we can do. And when you first start out, or when you're first young, and you don't really know the things of God, the best way is draw nigh to him. Say, Lord, help me to draw near to you. Yes. Lord, yes. Help me to find you in all your fullness. Show me what it means to really know you by your Spirit. And then the next thing I thought of was, not thought of, but was told to do, was start seeking for the baptism. I didn't know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit was. But when I saw people speaking in tongues and dancing in the Lord, I knew it wasn't in the flesh. I knew it was real. I knew they had something. I said, wow, that is wonderful. And I was wondering, I would love to be filled with the Spirit. I remember when I was told to, when you get saved and repent of your sins, now you need to get baptized in water. And so I went to Ridgewood to get baptized in water, but I was just saved. I really didn't know the Lord. I was still in the old man and still wanting God. But I remember I stood up to give my testimony there, and I said, I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want God to come to me. And I remember everybody smiling and kind of half laughing. And then I went in the tank. Didn't feel any real change yet. And I still didn't have a real desire for God yet. But I took the steps. I took the steps of obedience. So I learned to pray. Then I got baptized in water. But the day came when I made a break from the world. I said, no more for the world, all for God. And I knew that if I wanted to have God, I had to make the break. And so the day came when I made that break, and when I made that break is when everything began to start to change in my life. And I will never forget when God would come to me. I'd wake up in the morning, I spoke about it the other time, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd get up and I'd start praying. Couldn't help it. God wake me up at 3, woke right up, and here I was. One of the first times God ever spoke to me, he was thinking, I have a problem with God hearing God's voice all the time, but he speaks to me through his word. I want to tell you an experience that I had. One of the times that I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and the minute I woke up, there was my wife next to me, there was my baby in his bassinet, and the Lord spoke to me, how does it feel to be sober? How does it feel to be alive? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. The peace of God that came with me. You don't just wake up and have a thought like that. And that's how I knew God spoke to me, and I looked and I said, and the whole room was full of peace. I was transformed, I was changed, I was on fire for God. I had a little son. I was clean from the world, of my old ways. You know, the devil wants us to think that the world is fun and it's great. Listen, God made the world. He said it is good and everything in it. But he doesn't want us to be connected with the way society is. Go out and have that beer. Go out and be with your friends. Go out and do those things. When God comes to us, it's his mercy that he reveals his new plan for us, the way he really wants us to live. And when I got a taste of that, I don't want the things of the world. I visit my brother and my sister. They're not saved. And, I put up with it, but I don't like it. And I'm trying to be a blessing to them. I want them to get saved. And I pray for all my nephews and my nieces. And I'm believing God's going to use Amory and I that we're back here in New York now. And we're praying for those kids. And they don't give me a hug, Uncle Tom. So you're reading your Bible? Well, I'm trying. It's come on, come on. I know we're bro's not going to do it. One time his kid said to me, "Hey, Uncle Tom, I wish you had been my father. Didn't they say that to you?" And I'm like, "Oh, don't say that. No, no, if we've only had a chance to be brought up." And I used to think the same things when I got saved. Boy, I wish my parents taught me the things of God. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter about that. What matters now is that God has come to you.
Yes,
and now you can know him better if you give him more time.
Yes.
Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. And because of that verse, I know that was my preparation for receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One of the things I want to just share, I'm sorry I'm being a little long, Brother Kenny, forgive me. But one of the other things that happened to me before I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I used to listen to rock and roll music. I had every album you could think of, every single one, all the Beatles and Beach Boys, all these old songs. But I knew I had to get rid of them. And I gave every album away. When I first heard family radio, I'd hear some of those songs that were really old-fashioned. And my wife and I would go, "This is tough for me to swallow, these songs." You know, some of them were, you know, really tough for me to, but you know, I said, "Stop listening to that, just listen to the message." And I started listening to the message, and all of a sudden it got sweet, and then all of a sudden I liked it. And then I said, "Well, you know, it's something new." But I trained myself to love that old music until finally I loved that music. Still hadn't really known the hymns yet. The hymns were fantastic. I'll talk about some really old songs. But anyway, you know, that changed me. I got a love for that. I got a real love for the things of God. I started to read my Bible. I didn't understand it, so I got a concordance. I got some helps, and I began to read that. And it began to be so hungered for the things of God. But I got rid of weights and things that I knew were going to drag me down. Some people say, "Well, it's okay, you know, why can't we hang around one another?" And I had to make the break. "Well, why don't we just go in, why don't you have a Coke and I'll have a beer?" You know, you can't do that. You know, they say, "Well, why don't you just come to my house and have a Coke, and just I'll have a Coke." You know, you had to stay away from places that you know you once haunted. And so God did those things for me. And so I didn't know I was doing obedience to God. I wasn't doing, "So see, Lord, I gave away my albums. See, Lord, don't go to those places. See, Lord, don't hang around those people. See, Lord, now aren't you going to baptize me?" I didn't even think about that. I wanted to be God because God was coming to me and giving me a greater hunger for the things of the kingdom than the things of the world. And there really is a battle that we go through. The day came when I was in the back room there where God filled me with his Spirit. And it was transformation that when I got back, my wife looked at me and she says, "I don't know you. You're totally different." I said, "Don't say that. I'm still the same." She said, "No, look at your eyes." Mrs. Corrigan was there because I had Amory saying Mrs. Corrigan wanted to buy herself with a baby in an apartment with no car. She didn't have her license yet. So she was watching when I got back from camp. She said, "You're totally different. Look." I mean, they actually, when I opened the door, they went, "Oh, look at you. You were filled with the Spirit. You're glowing. Your eyes are different." I'm looking in the mirror and I'm laughing. I said, "No, I'm still the same person." But, you know, something went out. The old man went out. The desires of the world went out. We don't know what lodges in us. I'm not saying we're full of bad things, but, you know, God wants to so clean us up that we have a tremendous desire for the things of God. And then we can be those children. Then we can be those lights. Then we can be that salt of the earth. And God wants to do that. And as Brother Kenny said, while you're here, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Praise, like he said, in habits. And that's what happened to me. I praised him and he came to me. So I'm believing for you. We're going to be praying for you because this is eternal stuff, young people. This is eternal stuff. Learn to love God with all your heart. Forget about everything else. He says, all these things, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. I hear Coke's not too good for you either, Tom.
Yeah, I gave that up too.
Anybody know this chorus? Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. I was changed, it must be, since I gave my heart to him. Things I loved before. Things I loved before have passed away. Things I love far more have come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened that day when I gave my heart to him. Okay, now those that didn't know it, I know you like it. You want to hear it again.
Yes.
So let's sing it again, okay? Is that a good key, Brother Paul? You're on. Yeah. Things are different now. Nothing happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different. I was changed. Changed, it must be, since I gave my heart to Him. Things I loved before. Things I loved. Things I love far more have come to stay. Things are different now. Something happened that day when I gave my heart to Him. Amen. Yes, it's a real change, isn't it?